This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This year, Louisiana made financial literacy a required topic in public schools. Louisiana is one of the poorest states in the country, and the FDIC has determined that it has the highest rate of people with no bank accounts at all. Jesse Hardman reports.
Tyrell Raby is a little nervous as he waits in line at a Baton Rouge bank.
Like, if you have a low credit score, like, the bank will not trust you that much.
Raby's 13, and he's at a fake bank set up at a mall in Baton Rouge with around 50 eighth grade classmates. He's participating in a financial literacy course for middle schoolers. As part of the exercise, he's pretending to be 33, single, with no kids.
I don't have that much money. My monthly income is $1,913, I think.
This prepubescent mob cycles through stations where they pay bills and taxes. At the end of the day, the goal is to balance the books. Jamie Doming is project manager for Junior Achievement, the organization that designed today's curriculum. She says despite all the giggling, reaching eighth graders is key to the process. Louisiana's high school dropout rate is around 25%.
Your highest risk students, they won't even be there by ninth or tenth grade.
Which means they'll be out in the real world, dealing with real financial issues, like formal banking, something many of their parents struggle with.
Well, we know that there are four times as many payday lending storefronts in Louisiana as there are McDonald's restaurants.
Jan Moeller directs a Louisiana nonprofit focusing on public policies that impact low and middle-income residents. Moeller says many Louisianans struggle with deep generational poverty and compensate through payday lenders or simply deal in cash. He says the state's decision to prioritize financial literacy should help.
We're not talking about calculus here. You don't have to be a math major to balance your checkbook.
Which is exactly what eighth grader Tyrell Raby is working on back at the fake bank. He's a bit overwhelmed by the 24 bills he's accumulated in this exercise. His takeaway for the day?
Learn the process of what you have to do to grow up.
That and also, bills are scary. In Baton Rouge, I'm Jesse Hardman for Marketplace.